It is hilarious. It is absolutely hilarious to listen to people who don't have the slightest idea what they're talking about act expert.
You're listening to a special condensed version of
The Jeremy West Show
with Eliza. We'd like to hear from you, so please call 1-888-POD-JER-0, email show at jeremywest.net, and remember, you can find the show anytime at jeremywest.net.
Australia is the leader in hydrogen and solar power technology.
Yeah.
And yet there was no mention of that in that pavilion at all.
No, there wasn't. There was, the past was an Aboriginal dance or something, or?
Oh, just a little bit of the Aboriginal creation myth, but.
And then so you watch just about 2 minutes with the Aboriginal creation myth.
Yeah.
2 minute video. Then you go into the present where there's, I don't know, 5 or 10 minute video about rugby.
Right.
No, I had a few different, like, images of Australia
just images
today.
Of Australian life today, whatever.
It was an all right presentation, but it wasn't.
Yeah, but I mean, it was kind of lame. It was just a bunch of videos on some poles that you could choose to watch or just walk by them really quickly.
Yeah.
And it seemed like all the Japanese people there just walked by them really quickly.
And then you go into the future, and of course we already mentioned it's just a giant platypus, nothing else.
Yeah, but anyway, so where was the mention of the really, really incredible stuff going on in Australia?
For the environment, which is what Expo was supposed to be about.
Yeah, I had really high expectations.
Actually,
just nothing.
The Australian Pavilion didn't seem to even try at all to fit the theme of Expo.
No.
Yeah, it was pretty disappointing.
It was really, really
bad.
There
was the Malaysian one. They had an exhibit about palm diesel, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
We were talking about it earlier. So you can apparently run an unmodified diesel engine from some kind of diesel oil that you can get from a palm tree, and it's 100% environmentally friendly.
Right. It's probably just kind of a pure alcohol, ethanol type.
Yeah.
Fuel.
I don't know how much of it there is in the world, how much of it there is even in one tree that you have, but it sounds like a pretty cool idea and something good for, like, the Malaysian environment and the Malaysian economy.
Yeah, definitely. For
if they can get it going.
A lot of those Southeast Asian or Southern Asian countries have an abundance of palms.
Yeah.
And also an abundance of pollution, so if they could find a way to
that's the kind of thing that government could be useful for, except for the fact that it's, number one, so inefficient, number two, has so much concentrated power with, so the current day companies have so much power over government. And so, like, the oil companies basically own most politicians. So a new business that would come in and build and plant trees all over the place in order to get the palm diesel can't compete with in an industry that's regulated so much by government. So that's the kind of thing that I think actually you'd get a lot more environmentally friendly solutions from all kinds of companies if we could get government out of, like, make government much smaller.
Actually, I think in those Southeast Asian countries, if the residents, the citizens knew that they could make their own fuel from palm oil,
yeah,
they could power their 50cc scooters and
cars
from palm oil.
Do it themselves.
They just do it themselves.
Yeah, but
they
in
bypass
a country
all
like
government and companies.
Yeah, and maybe that might happen in some place like America also. However, someone who has a lot of work to do may not want to go out and milk the palm tree or whatever.
Yeah, but that's a thing.
So to speak.
I think people in America, Australia, our countries are kind of lazier.
Yeah, but they'd be able to buy it from some company that would sell it. And then, yeah, in poorer countries, people would just be able to do it themselves. And if the the word could just be spread instead of government propping up certain companies. It'd be a good thing.
Yeah.
You just listened to a special condensed version of
The Jeremy West Show
with Eliza. Please tell us what you think. 1-888-PODJER0, show@jeremywest.net, and find us anytime at jeremywest.net.